In the Gospel for the second Sunday of Easter, Divine Mercy Sunday, a familiar story is told. Friends, the Gospel of John does not focus so much on what actually happened to Jesus after his resurrection. Rather, the stories highlight how people come to faith through their meeting the risen Lord Jesus. Although the disciples are huddled in fear behind locked doors, Jesus appears to them. Instead of admonishing them for their lack of faith, Jesus extends his peace. Their fear gives way to joy. So too do the disciples receive from Jesus great responsibilities to continue his mission. Thomas was absent from the group that night. When told enthusiastically by the other disciples that they had seen the risen Lord, Thomas does not refuse to believe, but stubbornly insists that Jesus must fulfill all his expectations. For Thomas, conditions first will have to be met in order for him to believe. The following Sunday, the disciples are together again, and this time Thomas is present. Jesus appears. And instead of admonishing Thomas for his stubborn incredulity, invites Thomas simply to touch the bodily wounds. Immediately, Thomas understands that God never is to be told how things must be. The gospel story challenges us to recognize our own faith level. How often do we recognize the resurrected Christ in our ordinary experiences? How often do we insist God behaves in ways that seem to suit us best? Genuine followers of the risen Lord Jesus, intentional disciples, they understand everything is a blessed opportunity for strengthening their belief in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as their Lord, Savior, and Messiah. God be with you.